And welcome back to WSHIT's Community Lost and Found. Each week at 2:30 a.m. on Monday, we provide a community service by offering to find your lost items or return them to its rightful owner if you found something. Just go ahead and email us here at the station, or you can give us a call. We're live every Monday morning, 2:30 to 4 o'clock in the morning. Let's go straight to it, the email grab bag. Orenthal says he's missing a glove. It's brown in nature, extra large, leather, may have some red stains on it, and possibly in a state of decomposition. Not sure why a glove would be in a state of decomposition, but if you've found that lost glove, please contact Orenthal at 702-623-9575. That's area code 702-623-9575. Give Orenthal back his missing glove. It's going to be cold out here in the next few months. We know Orenthal will want that back for his own specific reasons.
Oh my gosh, Dave, did you just hear that on the Crabapple Lost and Found? Remember that glove you found the other day coming out of the shopping save? It belongs to a man named Orenthal. I'm going to give him a call right now. That's 723-679-9575.
Hello, this is yours truly. Unfortunately, I'm unavailable. Leave me a name and a message and a number, and I'll get back to you. Adios.
Hi, Orenthal. My name is Linda. I think my husband found your glove last Thursday outside the shopping safe. Orenthal, be a doll. Call me back. 212-6747. I'll be happy to meet you up and give you that glove back by myself. Talk soon.
Is Michelle. Michelle says, Mike, I found your virginity. It's on my bedspread. Okay, well, we'll get back to that one in just a second. Let's take a break and we'll get back with the Community Lost and Found here on WSHIT.
The commercial break, Memphis Fest 2021, 722. I'm here with
Will.
Hey, Will, what you doing?
Rocking and rolling, having a good time. No. I'm touching butts and busting nuts right now, bro. That's what I'm trying to do. And like, I know I'm not incredible. I'm just credible. I don't talk shit. The things I say are generally true, and it's a good way to live my life. I'm sorry that you had shitty weed. I never once had shitty weed.
This episode of the commercial break.
While we were gone, an incredible piece of drama happened on the internet.
Gripped the internet.
Oh, completely Lord. Took the internet by storm. Mm. Never in the history of ever have I seen such incredible horse shit take everybody.
That's saying something.
Take everybody by storm. And I've been on what I do for a living with this podcast is basically look at horse shit on the internet. I actually look for horse shit on the internet. It doesn't matter what I think. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you think. Yeah. It's about their relationship. Again, if you're not someone who knows these two people directly or these two people directly, you should give a fuck about what happens in this video. Unless right. that dude was fucking getting it in the ass by Harry, his roommate, or boning the local cheerleader right. over the coffee table.
Exactly.
This is a non sequitur. It doesn't fucking matter what happened in this mm-hmm. TikTok video. Stop it. Stop it, internet. And this is coming from a show that does all this shit all day long. Just stop it. Enough with it.
Yeah. This is bad.
I told
you. Really stupid.
Stupid.
It's stupid.
Oh, hurry up and get in bed, will you?
Hurry up and get in bed so your daddy can give you one of those famous hugs he's known for.
That's horrible.
Let's play Big Spoon, Little Spoon.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, we're back and we're better than ever. Woo! Welcome to The Commercial Break. Yeah. I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley and
Happy holidays.
Best to you, Kristy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of The Commercial Break. We're back from Menfo.
Yes.
And we're having fun here in the studio. It's good to get back.
It is. is. On the horse. Excited.
I was too. I actually was really excited to get back in the studio. I feel like I'm reinvigorated. We've got we've got new collaborations coming up.
Yeah.
We've got lots of exciting stuff.
It was a great networking event.
It was. We had a great great reception from the people at Menfo. Thanks to Jeff Fransford. Thanks to Menfo Fest 2021. And thank you to CastBox.
Yes.
Our good friends, Valentina, Catherine, Calvin, everybody over at CastBox. How good you are to us on all occasions. And we certainly appreciate all of the love and support you gave us as we ran off to Menfo. And we hope to do more in the future. And so here we are back in the studio. And I got noticed. I got recognized at Menfo 2021.
Oh my God. It's happening.
Yeah. So we're going to be spreading out the love and we'll be talking about this all through the next coming weeks. I've got a lot of great audio that I will cut up. I wasn't able to do that because I'm a smidge under the weather.
Yeah.
As you can probably hear in my voice, I actually got, I got the shits or whatever's going around. I got the shits.
It's high flu.
Yeah. It's high flu season here in Georgia. And I was unable to avoid it. Yeah, and when you have kids, it's like a petri dish. The house is like a petri dish. One kid gets one thing, gives it to the other, then the other one gives it to you, then you give it back to them, and then it's just like it's a never-ending circle of shit. And since their little defenses aren't up, this is the way that their body learns about the world, right? Is that they get these little organisms, they get sick, and then they do it. But the kids have been feverish on and off and had all kind of, like, I mean, they're just, it's coming out of all ends here at the house. It's lovely. It's such a wonderful
time. Sounds like a great time. I'm so glad I'm here.
At the greenhouse. You know what's really funny is, so we dropped my kids off at my parents' house, my dad and my stepmom, Susan, and then we run off to the airport to fly over to Memphis. And so when we came back, and we told them, because I think it was the appropriate thing to do, even though we had tested many, almost daily for the coronavirus.
Yes.
We had those tests with us and we did it. We knew that, or at least we assumed we were negative because we had gotten all negative tests. But it was the right thing to do to tell my parents that we were sick. Mm-hmm. It just was the right thing to do. Like, we're sick.
Yes.
We're not feeling well. And so, you know what they did? They were like, great. Don't even get out of the car.
Right.
Or don't even
we'll
come
just
in
the house. The kids into the through the window.
They put, including all of their car seats, every bag that we took with them, all the food, all the treats, all the candy, everything that was coming back with them, they put it all right in the garage and opened up the door. It was all sitting there behind their cars. And they're like, wait. You load up. We're going to close the blinds so the kids can't see you. And when you're ready, we'll just open the door and they can run out. And that's exactly what they did. And they had masks on and it looked like something out of E.T. Remember when all those people came? They're like, close the blinds, Elliot. E.T. Whatever he said. E.T.
Reese's Pieces.
By the way, I don't like Reese's Pieces. Do
you
like Reese's Pieces?
Oh my God, I love chocolate and peanut butter together.
I
so
do too,
much.
But I don't know. Something about Reese's Pieces doesn't.
The
really
hard candy shell.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know. I don't like it. But peanut butter M&Ms, that I like. But the exact same thing called Reese's Pieces, I don't know. Something
do you like
about
a regular
it.
Reese's?
I mean, the Reese's Cups?
Yeah.
I can chew on that every once in a while. Here's a crazy thing. So on Saturday, even though no one's really feeling good, what we decided to do is run down to the downtown where we live, like this little township north of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to run there because they have it's called the Kids Halloween Parade.
Oh.
And it's just like one of those old timey, you know, neighborhood parades. It's basically a main street. It's closed. The main street is like 3/4 of a mile long. They close it down and out comes the fire trucks, the police officers, the local high schools and the marching bands and the cheerleaders and, you know, all the shit is coming down the street.
The
right?
band.
Everybody. The band. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The high school band, mm-hmm. you know. So then everybody lines up along the street and every single person who's in the parade has an entire box worth of candy that they just throw out on the side of the street. Right.
Yeah.
And the kids go running. We get the kids these buckets that are probably 1.5 feet deep and probably 1.5 feet in circumference. They're like these cloth buckets they can use over and over again. Within 6 minutes of the parade, it's entirely full with candy. Entirely full with candy, both buckets. My son is still begging for more candy. I'm like, son, you don't even know. It's just like you're never going to eat all this candy ever in an entire lifetime. You could not eat this much candy. Of course, it's my son, so maybe he could. But but it's an embarrassment of riches. And the entire time I'm thinking after these buckets are full, I'm like, there are children that are literally dying of hunger somewhere on this earth. And we are just like, there is candy lining the street, the gutters of the streets, piles and piles of candy that the people... people had so much they weren't even picking it up at one point. It was just like, ah, whatever. You know, I just thought to myself, wow. I mean, you know, just white guilt. I just had white guilt all over the place. I was like, son of a bitch. Yeah. Here it comes. Here comes the old white guilt. 44 or whatever I am. And that's it. White guilt just comes strewning on in. That's it. Here I am. Life's over. Midlife crisis.
I'm
going bald. I need a Lamborghini.
Are you listening, Lamborghini?
I need a Lamborghini. 25-year-old. Oh, well, never mind. I have a 25-year-old wife. Okay. So while we were gone, an incredible piece of drama happened on the internet.
Gripped the internet.
Oh, completely Lord. Took the internet by storm. Never in the history of ever have I seen such incredible horse shit. Take everybody.
That's saying something.
Take everybody by storm. And I've been on, what I do for a living with this podcast is basically look at horse shit on the internet. I actually look for horse shit on the internet. I look for stuff that's way blown out of proportion. Absurdities of the world. But I think I have found one. Not I found it. It's out there. It's like, if you haven't heard about this, you probably have your head in a hole.
I didn't hear about it.
Well, until 5 minutes ago when I told you, but that's how it happens, right? You get it gets kind of passed along about this. Couch Guy. Let's talk about Couch Guy for a second.
Couch Guy.
Yeah. So Couch Guy, for those of you that don't know, I'm going to play a sound clip. This is, I should probably give the woman some credit since I'm about to play her shit here. This is Clever News. Clever with two V's, which is also clever.
That's very clever. Clever.
Come on, get your you're better than that, Clever News. Okay, this is Clever News. I'm giving them a plug. I'll put a link in the thing. I'm not trying to rip you off. I just want a video that's succinct and can clearly explain. So now, for those of you that don't know what Couch Guy is, we're about to give you about a 3.5 minute explanation of what Couch Guy, this drama gripping the internet, is. And Jurgen too now can see how much our lives have absolutely turned into absurd nothingness. We are literally that meta. We are so meta that we all think we're true crime detectives in a movie trying to figure out everybody else's life. Lord. Stop with the shit. Even if Brian Greene is telling you this, you know you've really gone off the deep end.
Is it a heartwarming reunion or a video full of red flags? It is time to put on our Sherlock Holmes hats and dive into the latest saga that is dominating TikTok users for you pages.
First of all, it's this kind of shit that already starts the shit, right? I mean, no offense.
Time to put on our Sherlock Holmes hats.
It's time to put on our Sherlock Holmes hats and find out whether or not this girl's life is going to be ruined forever by a TikTok video. I am contributing to that ruining of that life. My life is indeed less meaning than this woman's. I'm sorry to the lovely young Australian girl who's doing this. I'm sure that, you know, there's big money behind the clever news. The clever news. But this is true horseshit.
Couch Guy, let's get into it.
If you've taken a scroll through TikTok lately, you may or may not have come across a video made by TikTok user Lauren Zaris, who posted the seemingly sweet moment she surprised her boyfriend at his college on September 21st, set to Still Falling For You by Ellie Goulding. Lauren captioned the video, "Robbie had no idea," as she could be seen walking into an apartment with her backpack on, suitcase in tow, to surprise her boyfriend Robbie, aka Couch Guy, as he sits next to three young women.
Okay, you got that? Girl's away from college. Guy's away from college. His girlfriend, longtime girlfriend, decides to come visit him at his college.
Surprise!
Surprise! She walks into an apartment where he is. He's sitting next to two young ladies on a couch across the room. She walks in.
When he spots Lauren, he looks up at her with some surprise and then slowly gets up from the couch to greet her. She goes in for the kiss, he opts for a hug, and that's literally all the internet needed to start investigating the entire situation like it's a true crime documentary.
For me, this is just every girl I've ever dated. I mean, this is nothing new. Like, no one's ever been surprised by me. Yeah. She turns, he turns his head and goes, come on. You're not the person I wanted to see today. Trying to mack on these two hot chicks over here. Right. You know, I'm doing that slow ghosting thing you do when you go away to college. It's like, yeah, we're going to be together forever, honey, baby, sweetie. Oh, my God, the college girls have huge dicks. Like, this is there's nothing abnormal about what's going on here.
No.
The guy is surprised. Everyone deals with surprise differently. Like, I have to defend the couch guy a little bit here.
Yeah.
Like, the poor bastard is just being videotaped and he doesn't know what's going on.
Right. I would be surprised, too, if I looked up and then there's somebody walking in with a video camera for one, or the phone. Phone is the camera now. But it's, you know, being taped and whatever.
I'd be surprised. I'm so blind, it takes me 3 minutes to register any human being. I don't notice my children in the morning for a half an hour until I get my coffee. Like, I'm like, who's this little shit tugging at my shoulder? I woke up this morning and Mia was like fumbling through my bedside drawers. And I swear to God, I was having a dream about something. And I woke up and I was like, Stan, stop it. She's like, who's Stan, Daddy? I don't know, but stop going through my drawers.
The video has, of course, spread like wildfire.
What do you mean, of course? Of course. Of course, a video like this should never spread like wildfire. It's nor original nor interesting unless you know these two particular human beings.
Yes.
Everybody else should shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Either call it cute or move on.
Right.
Across TikTok and inspired a major debate among users about Couch Guy's body language. Many commenters are urging Lauren to see the red flags that they spotted within the clip. Like this user who explained, girls know vibes of other girls. We all got the same feeling.
Like this user who explained, I've never had a boyfriend in my entire life. Like this user who explained, I'm too afraid to go outside.
Only watch TikTok videos.
Yeah, come on, man. Just fucking give it up. Okay, maybe the guy is dating the two girls on the couch. Maybe he doesn't love Lauren anymore. Who gives a fucking, how are you supposed to tell that from one freaking 30-second interaction?
Yeah.
This is the most ridiculous thing that the internet has ever, our lives have reached peak meaninglessness. That's true. Fucking Kim Kardashian is now the host of Saturday Night Fucking Live. And Couch Guy is what we're talking about for the rest of our lives.
Yep.
Sorry you don't want to see it. His boys and those girls know. Another simply wrote, the girls look sus. The boys look amused. The boyfriend looks scared. Sis, please ask questions. Some other comments are simply pointing out just how weird the vibes within the video seem to be, with one user writing, you can feel the awkward tension, bro. And another stating, I've never seen someone so unhappy to see their girlfriend. Even Shark.
Oh my God, not true.
But
not
he did
true.
Not look unhappy.
Not true.
I saw the video, he did not look unhappy.
I dated a woman one time, and every time I walked in the house, I was way more unhappy to see her than this. Yeah. I was like, shit.
She's back.
You're not, you haven't left yet? Go please pack your stuff and go. I told you like 4 months ago.
Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran couldn't help but comment on the viral video stating, use these two words wisely, Lauren. I'm out.
Let's talk about Barbara Corcoran for a second. Yeah.
Why are you weighing in?
Why is it that sometimes white women who get of a certain age start losing their fucking marbles? First of all, Barbara Corcoran should be the last person to be wading into a TikTok video controversy. She is like the last person on earth who should be talking about TikTok. She's a wonderfully smart human being who's made billions of dollars on Shark Tank, and I like her on Shark Tank. Then she went on The View and called Whoopi Goldberg's ass fat. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, she called her, like, she said that she could take Whoopi Goldberg's jeans and turn it into two pairs of her own. And it was, she was trying to like be a, like a, like a joke. I guess they're friends, like a joke, but it certainly was not taken that way. It fell way flat. Why do white women of a certain age start turning to shit at some point? They start all turning into Karen. Stop it, Karen. Mm. What are you doing? Hey, Barbara, stay out of it. You make enough money on Shark Tank?
Right.
Do you have to then go wading into TikTok controversy? I'd say, listen, there's three more minutes of this. We don't need to listen to it. Here's the point. Basically, the guy was on the couch and he didn't jump up out of excitement and run and give this girl a kiss. He also didn't give her a kiss. He just gave her a hug. But it was a polite hug, and you could tell that he was in some way, shape, or form, I guess, glad to see her. But it doesn't matter what I think.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah.
It's about their relationship. Again, if you're not someone who knows these two people directly or these two people directly, you should give a fuck about what happens in this video. Unless that dude was fucking getting it in the ass by Harry, his roommate, or boning the local cheerleader over the coffee table.
Exactly.
This is a non non sequitur. It doesn't fucking matter what happened in this TikTok video. Stop it. Stop it, internet. And this is coming from a show that does all this shit all day long. Just stop it. Enough with it.
Yeah. This is bad. That's really stupid.
Stupid.
This is stupid.
A collective 432 million views on this video and the videos about this video.
Right, right.
People are literally becoming TikTok famous talking about this video. And that's the problem with this society, is that anybody can start a podcast or a TikTok channel and be famous in 2.2 seconds. When you get recognized at a festival outside of your own hometown, is that when you consider yourself famous?
Yeah.
I think so.
Sure.
Hey, everybody, it's that time in the show when I got to let you know that www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go to find out more about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, watch all the video, and listen to all the audio. Our entire media library is at tcbpodcast.com, so go there and check it out. Also, there's a ton of excitement about our new collectible sticker series. If you would like your collectible sticker, please go to tcbpodcast.com to find out more about how you can get that sticker, and you can send us your information right from the website. Remember, we will never sell your information or give it away to sponsors. It's simply so we can send you the sticker and communicate with you in the future. 661 best to yo. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, yo. That's 661-237-8296 is where you can text us if you'd like to leave us a message, give us show ideas, say hello, or ask us a question. You can also call that number and leave a voicemail. At The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break on YouTube. Please be kind and subscribe, like, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platform, or like our videos and leave a comment on YouTube. We sure would appreciate it. www.tcbpodcast.com and 661-237-8296 is how you get a hold of us. Thanks, and now a word from our sponsors.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey, are your credit card bills piling up and those interest rates keeping you up at night?
That is strange that you ask, my friend Chrissy Hoadley, because Lightstream, a division of SunTrust, is actually a brand new sponsor of ours here on The Commercial Break. And by the way, yes, to answer your question, yes, credit card bills keep me up at night.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think, you know, during the pandemic, things were really crazy. Some people, you know, lost their jobs and needed to kind of supplement with credit cards. Now maybe they've got another job again and they're looking to kind of pay things down. And those interest rates make it so hard to do, really make any headway at 19, 20, 22%.
It's crazy. Some of my credit card rates start at like 13 or 14%. And I mean, I don't have 900 credit score, but I also don't have a bad credit score.
And it might be smart to go ahead and pay off those credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan. And these fixed rates start at 4.98% APR for people with excellent credit and an auto pay discount. And the interest rate is fixed for the entire life of the loan, which is the best part about, in my opinion, that's the best part about it, because you never have to worry about fluctuating rates, or maybe, you know, you have a bad month and you pay a bill late and then all of a sudden you're paying 5% more on your credit cards than you were before. Lightstream knocks all that stuff away. It basically locks in your rate at very low rates. Now, I think we should also tell the listeners, this is not a payday loan. This is not for people who have checkered credit history. This is for people who have been financially responsible otherwise, and maybe hit a little bit of a rough spot during the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, you might have two or three credit cards that you've been kind of spacing things out, and now you're trying to pay one down and you're paying minimum payments on the other, and it feels like you're spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere. So I think this is a great option as far as being able to consolidate everything into one place with one monthly payment.
I agree with you 100%. I do have to say that one of the things that causes so much stress in everyone's life is concerns about money. And so I think the people at Lightstream honestly are trying to help by offering these low rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 so that you can get a little bit of relief, and specifically probably consolidating your credit card debt. The good people at Lightstream are offering a discount to TCB listeners if you go to lightstream.com/TCB. That's lightstream.com/TCB. lightstream.com/TCB. And if you do that, you get a special rate discount because you're a TCB listener and because the people at Lightstream are a sponsor of the show. So
We encourage you to.
Already thinking about doing this.
I honestly am. Like, I mean, we were talking to the people at Lightstraven. We were both like, huh.
This is a great idea.
Yeah. Does it count if we do it?
And it does.
Yeah. So the good people at Lightstream are offering these locked in low rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 for people with good credit or better. You can visit lightstream.com/TCB. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TCB for your special rate discount. We'd like to say thank you to Lightstream.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the disclaimer. This offer is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rates require excellent credit and terms and conditions do apply. Offers are subject to change without notice. So please visit lightstream.com/TCB for more information. LIGHTSTREAM.com/TCB for more information.
So it got me thinking about love and how love has changed in so many ways. In the last 40, 50, 60, 70 years, right? I mean, didn't life used to be so much simpler? You liked Janie and you slipped her a note and, you know.
I thought you were going to say slipped or something.
Well, you slipped her. Provocateur 3000 with extenders.
Extender
is the key. That's the key. Yeah. You can actually step away. Make yourself a cup of joe. Hey, honey, I'll be over here. Whipping up some pancakes for breakfast. Keep that extender coming. Provocateur 3000. Walk away.
Walk away.
Provocateur 3000 understands that you have more important things to do, so we've made the vibrating jackrabbit hammer 3000 with extender. Go up to 100 feet away from your girlfriend while she orgasms. Hey, honey, I'm going to watch the Braves game.
Right.
No problem. Just keep that vibrator on.
Best to you.
Keep it on maximum jack. The Jackhammer 3000. We're going to do a show about the name of sex toys.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yes, it will be. Okay, so it got me thinking about love. And of course, what I did is I went over to one of my favorite YouTube channels, which is called Old Timey TV. They have hundreds at least, of videos of old PSA videos or educational videos that were run back in anywhere from the 40s through the 80s.
Okay.
These videos that we've reviewed from time to time. And I found one called Ready for Love. Are you ready for love? And I thought we'd review it here on the commercial break because that's what we do.
We're ready.
Wonderful world of TikTok love. Share your every moment, scrutinized by every asshole from here to Topeka, Kansas. You want that fat 53-year-old with Cheeto fingers to comment on your love story? Post it on TikTok. Which, by the way, TikTok is a crazy place. I just want to let you know
that. Yes, it is.
Yes. I love how these videos, they all start off with this.
Oh. Do you love me?
Oh, I don't know, Jack.
You're the only girl I've dated in 2 months.
2 months?
2 months!
2 months!
I didn't expect that.
You're the only person I dated today. Do you love me? 2 months. Do you remember when you were like, you know, I don't know if this was on for you, but I was just talking about this with Astrid. There was a reality show that we were watching, a 90 Day Fiance version of something. Uh-huh. And the guy was, he's like a Mormon. And he was explaining to the woman that he's dating, this Russian girl, that he lied to her, that he's not a virgin, that in between the ages of 18
she's
and...
She's like, thank God.
No, she was pissed.
Oh.
Because he told her that he was a virgin, that he'd never like even made out with anybody. But then he persisted to tell her between the ages of 18 and 25, he made out with over 100 women. And I'm like, dude, you would have to be making out with a girl every other week, a different woman every other week in that 7-year period. And I'm sorry, but there's high school and, you know, boners that don't work and, you know, scaredy catness. And this guy's not a particularly handsome young man either. So I don't know where he's making out with 100 women. But even
making out
someone who started experiencing sexual feelings at a young age. I remember back in the day when saying the word love was like a holy shitstorm. Like, you really, that was a big fucking
deep
deal. And it took
months and months and months and months.
Yes, it did.
And when you said it, it was like the world exploded into a brand new area. Where have you told them you loved them yet?
Right.
No, but I think we're there.
Yeah.
I almost said it the other night.
Uh-huh.
When he was fingering the side of my leg. I think I found your clitoris. That's my kneecap, honey.
But I
don't,
I love you.
I don't know what it feels like either. So don't worry about it. I think I love you. I think I love you. Can I go under the bra? Not yet.
We get along fine. You do love me, don't you?
I think so, but I'll have to think about it.
Bam! Oh, yeah. I'm gonna have to think about it.
This is why I never say I love you first, because okay. I'm afraid of this reaction. Never. I think Astrid is the first person I've ever said I love you to first. And by the way, I said I love you to Astrid in like a week. Yeah. I was like, I love you. We're already planning our wedding. Yes. The first trip that I took to see her.
Yes.
Looking at wedding venues the first time she came here. It was insane.
Aww.
But this poor bastard, you know, I like you just fine. I think you like me. We've been dating for 2 months. You're the only one I'm dating. I guess I love you.
He's like,
I'm sorry, Billy.
I gotta think about that.
I gotta think about it. You're kind of ugly, and there's lots of other boys I'd like to have sex with before I think about it. Do you mind if I have sex with your older brother? And then I can, then I'll really know.
Then I'll be able to know.
This is
it's
a
like
woman
a taste
in charge.
Test.
Yeah, the little teener. Little taste. Fingertip. This is a girl who knows what she wants.
She's
not going to be pushed into saying I love you. Mm-mm. She's like, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you. And since there's no phones right now, I'm going to write you a letter if you don't mind. Take 3 to 6 business days to get there. They had a whole orchestra score this.
They did.
The one
that
shitty
was
movie.
Was really nice.
Yeah, that was really nice of them.
It was
to put
a big budget.
Yes, yeah, huge budget for Do You Love Me?
What's the name of this
movie? Yeah, it's called Are You Ready for Love?
Are You Ready for Love?
Hello, dear.
Hello, Ma.
Have a nice time?
I'll say. Jack's awfully handsome and such a
such a smart guy with such a huge penis. Yeah.
Smooth dancer. Mom, how can I tell if... I mean, how did you know when you were in love with Dad?
I'm not.
Well... Well, it was the first year of marriage when I finally figured out that your dad is
not
slovenly asshole, drinks too much, smokes cigarettes, and has sex with the girls at the country club.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was when I got pregnant with you, honey.
Figured I'm all in now.
Yeah, I'm all in now. I said, might as well say I love you now. Dad's going to make us get married at the courthouse.
Oh, I've been in love several times before.
What? Oh, scandalous.
Oh, Mrs.
Yeah, Mrs. Crumpet.
Crumpet.
Mrs. Crumpet, indeed. I've been in love several times. Your father's not one of them.
Yeah. Right.
But that's not how life works, honey. Sit down. Let me tell you about...
Would you like a glass of wine?
Yeah, life for women in the 1950s. Would you like some glass of wine? How about a Coca-Cola with real cocaine?
Let's talk.
Let's talk. All night long. Come here and sit down on Mama's lap and watch my leg jitter and my jaw jabber. I've been drinking real cocaine all day long. The doctor gave me pharmaceutical grade cocaine because of all the depression.
From not being in love with your father.
From not being in love with your father and stuck at home with no dishwasher.
That's right. I didn't have one of those new ones yet.
Because I can't do anything but be a parent to you, this shitty kid asking me stupid questions. I've been drinking pure pharmaceutical cocaine. And Daddy also gives me downers at night. It's a fun life. I hear Elvis is on the same diet.
I got so I could recognize the symptoms.
Several times?
Mm-hmm.
The symptoms?
Symptoms? What? I didn't... Mom, I said love, not the clap. Yeah. I'm sorry, darling. I thought you said syphilis. It's all that cocaine making me crazy in the head. It's all those diet pills back in the 1950s made of pure amphetamine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. In the 50s, they had the good
definitely.
Shit.
Yeah,
you
they just, did.
You got it prescribed to you. I mean, a lot like the 2020s. But that whole painkiller crisis really put a damper on the fun we were having with the doctors.
Now we like check shit out.
And now you really got to pay a doctor a lot of money. Before, you'd walk in with a blister on your finger and give you 6 months worth of Vicodin. Now you can leave with a day's worth, and then you have to go back to the doctor every day to get some more. Meanwhile, and then they get, you know, every time I go to the doctor, I don't take painkillers.
No,
like, it's just not as a general rule, because quite frankly, it scares the shit out of me. And we've all taken them. We all know what it's like. We know it's probably easy to get addicted to painkillers, right? Because quite frankly, they feel good.
I don't like the way they make me feel.
I love
actually.
The way they make me feel. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't like the way they make me feel.
Okay. Well, you know,
I'm not in the majority.
Yeah, you're not in the majority because there's a whole country full of painkillers.
Right.
But back in the 50s, the doctors literally, I mean, I think maybe in the 40s, maybe not in the 50s, but in the 40s and 50s, Coca-Cola had cocaine in it.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors would prescribe you pure amphetamines as diet pills. They would give you like Rufinol as sleeping aid.
Yeah.
I mean, they were giving them good shit out. That's why everyone was so polite back then. They were all fucking high. They didn't have a care in the world. If you just gave us what we needed, we'd be fine.
Yeah.
Maybe we wouldn't have, you know, couch
guy. We'd be worried about TikTok.
We wouldn't have couch guy if you would just keep on giving us pure amphetamines and give us the morphine that we wanted. That's right.
Time I thought I'd found my Prince Charming. Most people fall in love quite a few times in their lives.
Well, then, how can you tell when you're really in love?
Well,
how much does he make?
Have you been able to feel his penis?
When you soak through your panties, then you know you're in love.
Well,
have you ever wanted to have anal with a guy? That's how you know you're in love. That's love. When you're ready to take it up the poop and shooting.
There you go.
Oh, my God. We're so horrible. Surprise anybody buys ad time on this show. I really am. This episode brought to you by Disney. Disney's 50th anniversary. Come get your anal. Let the kids ride the Seven Dwarfs mine train while you do anal in our cleanly bathrooms. We clean them for you.
To think about that. Let's save it tomorrow, shall we?
All right.
I'll have to think about that. Let me do some more of this amphetamine.
Mommy's going to go back to her plug-in dildo.
Right. Let me think about that.
I'm going to take some more amphetamines. Maybe a Valium or two.
This is hilarious. Yeah. What in the world?
I don't know.
Well.
Yeah, some of these are really boring and then some are just gold. Yeah. Why are you asking me stupid questions? You're too young for this shit.
Well,
yeah, the symptoms.
The symptoms of love.
Good night.
Good night, dear.
And that's that.
Yeah.
Good night.
Me and your dad are going to go have a key party downstairs. The girls and I are having a rainbow party. You know what that is? We each put on a different kind of lipstick and blow the boys around the country club. Whoever ends up with a rainbow wins a brand new car. It's what we do.
That's the way it works. It's the symptoms of love.
Your dad said if I gave the neighbor a blowjob and he could watch, I'd get a brand new one of those dishwashers. Women have come a long way.
Absolutely.
Most people fall in love quite a few times. I wonder if Jack knows that.
I wonder if Jack knows that. Where are you from, Oklahoma? I mean, Jack knows that. That's a Chicago accent if I've ever heard one.
I tell you, Bob, I haven't dated any girl but Nora in 2 months. We're really in love.
Uh-huh. And you were really in love with Betty and Mary and Dallas and I don't know who else.
You're a man whore. Son, put your dick back in your pants. It ain't love. It's called an erection.
And I don't even know who else.
It's called a nocturnal emission. Son, it's a wet dream. By the time you're 40, you'll be begging for a wet dream. Now shut up and masturbate like the rest of the boys your age.
And there'll be others, I suppose.
Oh, no. That's over with. You know, Bob, Nora's the prettiest girl I've ever known. She's just as beautiful as...
Beautiful? And you think that's all that matters?
Yes, I do, Dad.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, I'm in love.
She gives me a rocket ship every time I'm around. That's all I need to know. I gotta literally tuck my dick into my pants every time I'm around her. I don't know what goes on. It's like it's got the mind of its own.
Oh, hurry up and get in bed, will you?
Hurry up and get in bed so your daddy can give you one of those famous hugs he's known for.
That's horrible. That.
Let's play Big Spoon, Little Spoon. What do you say, Charlie? Oh, Dad, I'm getting too old for this. You're never too old, son.
Bob, did you feel this way when you fell in love with Jean?
Oh, look. I felt that.
This is the Big Brother, by the way.
Oh.
Wait, lots of times. The trouble with you is, you don't seem to understand what love is really about. You young punks go to the movies a couple of times, do a little necking, and you think you're in love. I've never seen anything like it.
All I want...
Is this next generation coming up 1 year behind me? It's crazy. I don't know what's going on with you crazy cats.
I've never seen anything
like it in all my 14 years. Of course, life expectancy is 50, so I'm halfway through my life, but I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. You go to the movies, finger Sally, and all of a sudden you're in love. You're ready to get married.
You kids.
Back in my day, we fingered many girls.
Last year. Yeah,
last year. Back in my day, in June of this year, I fingered 12 women. I didn't fall in love with one of them. Because I know what love's all about. It's got more to do with kissing. It's about the tits and the vagina. It's the girl who will do anal. That's what you got to think about, Bob. You kids are ready to run and jump into love with one pop of a nipple.
Back in June.
Back in June. You crazy kids. I don't know what happened in the last 6 months, but...
Y'all have gone crazy.
Y'all have gone nuts! Everyone's falling in love with each other.
Oh, dude.
You haven't even had a cuckold yet. Nothing says love like watching your girlfriend get boned by the quarterback. That's what love is. When you can sit there and jack off to your girl getting pounded by the quarterback, that's true love.
That's it.
Now, slow down. Taking things too fast.
All to do is ask. You don't have to get sore about it, do you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack, but look at it this way. You just haven't been around enough to know what love really is. Believe me, it's nothing like the slush they give you in the movies.
By the time you turn my age, 4 months from now, you'll know all about it.
Right.
The slush they sell you in the movies.
That old sludge.
That old sludge. I don't know what they're talking about in the movies.
Well, I don't know, Bob.
That's right. You don't know.
That's right. You're an asshole.
You do not know anything.
I knew more in my little pinky at your age than you'll ever know.
That was 4 months ago.
That was back in April.
Maybe you would understand better if... Say, I've got an idea. How'd you like to double date with Gina and me tomorrow night?
I'll show you how it's done. I'll let you have sex with her. If you're in love with her afterwards, take her. She's yours.
Why, sure, Bob. That would be swell. Sure you wouldn't mind?
Not if you let me get some sleep now.
No, well, I was going to say something different. Good night. Not if you let me get some...
If you let me get some sleep now, come here and be the little spoon. Like Daddy taught you. Come on. They sleep in the same room still. How old are these kids? By the way, these
old
kids
enough to be double dating
look like
and necking. 32-year-olds
in the movie. Yeah, they miscast completely.
Oh, Jack, that sounds like loads of fun. Mm-hmm. See you tonight. Goodbye.
That sounds like loads of fun.
Double dating?
Double dating.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like loads of fun, Jack. That's two loads.
Yes.
Like Schwarzenegger, I'll be jizzing everywhere.
Guess what, Mother? Jack and I are going on a double date with Jack's brother Bob and his girlfriend. They're engaged and so much in love. Jeannie has the most beautiful diamond.
Oh, that's fine, dear. I've met Bob. I think he's awfully nice.
Mm, I do, too.
Bob came over.
That's fine, dear.
I've been hitting on Bob since he was in seventh grade.
Bob's a fine young man.
He's got a tight ass. Tight ass, that Bob. Wish your father worked out a little bit more, like Bob. I wish your father could get a strong erection like Bob. Fucking
she
asshole.
She sounds a little off.
I know. She is. She's all hopped up. I'm telling you. She's been to Dr. Fear again.
Yeah, Dr. Fear.
And speaking of love, weren't you and I going to talk about that today?
Yes, we were.
We were, but then I realized you're a bad example all around. That you're just an alcoholic taking a bunch of pills from Dr. Stan.
We were. We were supposed to talk about that after lunch.
We were, but don't worry about
don't
it now.
Don't worry about it.
You scare me, Mommy.
I've been thinking about your question and... Well, suppose we look at these snapshots together,
Snapshots?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do they have to do with love?
Oh, I was just thinking that they...
This is your daddy and I in various states of undress. Because videotape is really expensive.
I found these Polaroids.
I found these Polaroids.
That may help explain things.
Of me, your dad, and the mailman having a really good time. There's the mailman delivering a special package to Mommy.
Let's look at these snapshots.
Oh,
snapshots?
Little got on the camera in that shot. That's not a ghost. That's your dad's. That was your dad when he could shoot one across the room. Now he's lucky if it dribbles out. That's how I knew I was in love. He shot it across the room. I'd literally stand in the corner and go, but catch!
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's the mailman giving your dad a reach around. Your dad was into things like that back then. Now he's just an old asshole. Now all he does is cry every time he sees the mailman. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Where does this show go? Where does it go?
It might help you to understand
like
and how your capacity for love grows and develops just as you grow and develop. Here, look at this
Take
one.
Some of these.
This is pure estrogen mixed with amphetamine, of course.
Of course.
You're going to go hair on your chuchon, boobs before you know it.
Yep, just take this.
Just take these.
Here.
It's the downfall of civilization.
Oh, Mother, did you have to keep that? You know, in a way, you were in love even then. Every baby loves its parents for their care and protection. Of course, some people expect that care and protection all their lives. They never grow up. But it is a kind of love.
Like your brother, David, who's currently downstairs in the basement doing nothing but watching Leave It to Beaver 24 hours a day.
Some people.
And eating those newfangled TV dinners, the kind you put in the oven that have aluminum foil on the top, that are scalding hot when they come out, but frozen in the middle. And they're always turkey and gravy.
Always.
Always.
Now, compare that with this picture.
Oh, that's the boy who used to live next door. My, how he did love his teddy bear.
Love? That's right. That's a kind of love, too. Possessiveness.
The kind between a man and his teddy bear. What you can't see in this picture is a hole in the anus of this teddy bear. It's a special kind of love between a man and his teddy bear. Jimmy really wore that thing out. I had to sew that hole up multiple times.
A love for the things you own.
Some of us never get over being possessive when we're in love, do we?
You're beginning to understand. Now, here's a snap that shows how we learn to return love by doing things for others.
Here's one of me on your knee, on my knees with your father on wedding night.
You gotta return it.
Here's your father. Here's your father deep in my valley. Look at those two mountains.
Well, what about love of our friends? Isn't that a stage of love?
Yes, I think it is. Here, look at this.
Why, that's Betty and Ellen and Anne. I took that picture with my first camera. Oh, I know. There was a time when I wouldn't look at anyone but my special friends.
That sounded creepy.
Yeah, that was weird.
My special friend.
My special friend. I walked around with a mirror between my legs for 3 months.
Friend. My special friend. Never be used.
Yeah, never.
Words.
But back then, none of this was creepy. And she's talking about possessiveness and her friends. And this is not the way you teach love.
Oh, the mom goes, now you're getting it.
Now you're getting it. The downfall of civilization right here in front of my eyes for all to see.
I guess that was a stage of love.
Yes, and boys go through a similar stage when they stick together in gangs and won't have anything to do with girls.
We soon change that.
They're whacking each other off.
It's called a circle jerk.
It's called a circle jerk. It's perfectly normal. Boys can't control themselves. They're literal heathens.
Now, let's see. Oh, do you remember this picture?
The captain of the football team. That was 2 or 3 years ago.
You didn't wear a cup. You could see his junk. That's what I found out what
captain.
A button penis looked like. It's barely there, Mom. Barely there.
He never knew how much I loved him. I guess he never knew I existed at all.
Well, we all go through crushes like that on teachers or sports stars or movie stars. Then after a while, there's a stage that some people call puppy love.
Why, that's Morris. I'd almost completely forgotten him.
I've got the opposite of puppy love. I've got, like, whatever that is for the dogs, the puppy love, I've got the opposite of that for Nico and Blue currently. As Nico continues his process of decomposure right in front of our eyes. And I think Blue is sensing blood in the water. She's, like, just circling him 24 hours a day, waiting for him to die. Poor guy. I know, we got to put him outside now when he sleeps. It's bad. I mean, got to put him outside, like outside of the room when they sleep, because anyway.
Remember how important it seemed at the time?
I'll say.
And it really was important as a part of learning how to love and be loved.
I think I can tell puppy love. Oh, look, there's the couple who met at camp last summer. I certainly caught them.
She's pregnant now.
There's that couple I met.
Rumor is she got pregnant and no one's heard from her since.
Right.
Oh, honey, she went to the Catskills, where other pregnant girls her age go.
Right. Yes, and that's another stage where the physical side of love dominates.
That's when Brian comes in. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl.
Physical.
I know I'm a little old for you, young lady. But I've got a presentation you will not want to miss.
Sometimes this is mistaken for mature love, but there's a difference.
Mature love. That's a new way of thinking about it. How can you tell when love is mature?
Well, mature love.
Well, when there's hair down there, you're on your way.
Well,
when you open up a pair of jeans and you see a big bushy puzzle grown out of just wild, uncontrolled pubic hair, you can consider that mature love. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Here's another way you can't stop having sex with each other. Literally 24 hours a day. That's all you want to do is hump like little rabbits. That's mature love also.
Love is more settled. Mature love has something of the other kind of love in it and something more.
Listen to the Disney music in the background.
Yeah.
Can you imagine anybody watching this and going, yeah, spot on. Yeah, I'm learning about love. I'm totally confused. There's puppy love, love with friends. There's circle jerking going on. There's the kind of love you have with a tree, the kind you have with a teddy bear. What does this have to do with Jack? I just wanted to know about Jack.
Do they go on the double date?
It's tender.
They're going to go. They're going to go.
They are.
Unselfish.
They have loads of fun.
Cooperative. When I get serious.
Loads is the key word.
I want to have that kind of love. That's a good idea, dear. And if you aren't sure, you can always ask yourself some questions.
Do you get a tickle in your wick and your pickle? If you get a tickle in your pickle, it's likely you're in love.
Mm-hmm. Are we really interested in the same things? Do we feel at ease together? Are we proud of each other? Do we agree on the basic things, such as religion, marriage, children, money, and so on?
Thanks, Mother. I know that'll help.
I hope so, dear.
Good
luck with that.
I actually don't give a shit. I'm so high I can't feel my face. My teeth are numb. Are they still there? I feel like I'm wearing dentures. You ought to agree on the basic stuff. Like, what time is math class?
Are we really interested in the same things? Do we feel at ease together? Are we proud of each other? Are we agreed on basic things? I wonder. I'm going to watch Bob and Jean. See if they have a mature love.
I'm going to watch Bob and Jean through the window later on and see what kind of love they have. Do we have the gray on the basics? Like, which hole should we put it in?
Right. Yeah. Oh,
this show is not brought to you by Fireside. I just want to let you know. Ah, the big city lights. The bright, bustling streets and the loud street musicians. It's time to go on a double date.
Woo! I've been here for quite some time.
Oh, I'm having a wonderful time. I've never been here before.
Oh, we're so glad you could come.
It's great. It's a drag show. You're going to love it. They bring out a donkey at the end. I don't want to surprise me. I don't want to ruin the surprise. How old are you? 13? Nah, you're old enough. Back in my day, 6 months ago, I'd already seen two of the donkey shows. Just wait.
Yeah, just take it in.
It's one of our favorite spots.
Yes, we sort of found it together, you might say, and we come here quite often. Oh, the real Chinese dishes are over here.
Thanks, Bob. Oh, Bob, look what came today.
What? Oh, the season tickets for our concert series.
And guess what? You're going to have to sit through another concert by that young French pianist you didn't like.
You mean the same one we saw last season?
That's right. Maybe this year you'll agree with me that he has real talent.
Well, maybe. But don't...
Maybe, or maybe I'll slap you in the face for making me go see that Frenchman. He's got a huge penis. I know you got a crush on him, Betty. That's enough with your shit. What's your problem?
I don't think they're liking the same thing.
What kind of concert series?
They're like 16?
Yeah, I know. They're already going to see French pianists? Isn't Buddy Holly playing or something somewhere? I mean, seriously, where's Ed Sullivan when you need him? Isn't the Dick Van Dyke show on? I don't know, something.
French
I love
concert
Lucy.
Pianist.
Yeah, French concert pianist you hated. Of course I did.
He's a friend. That was last year.
That was last year.
This year, yeah. They're back again.
He's back again, playing the same shitty music he was back then.
Guess who's back again.
Guess who's back again. Direct a chicken. Let's begin. I'm the French pianist. Steal your girl. I've been doing a tour around the world. Hey. Welcome to that French music concert you hate. I am the French musician you hate. But since you've got concert season tickets, you might as well come and listen. The French musician, what?
Oh, this is great.
Just 60 years later, Widespread Panic is touring around. Just wanted everyone to know that. You don't have to go see that French pianist.
Only if he's improved.
Oh, Bob. Well, at least we'll have fun debating it.
Do Bob and Jean have a mature love? Are they interested in the same thing? I'll say they
are. No go.
They seem to have so many things to talk about and do together.
Say, Nora, talking about music, have you heard the new recording of the Brahms Violin Concerto?
Concerto? What?
Have you heard the new hot record? By the Barbershop Quartet? Boardwalk favorites?
Speaking of music.
Speaking of music.
Yes. Yes. Have you heard that new concerto number five?
Concerto number five is playing in the Waffle House jukebox. It's delicious. Oh, it's so much better when this orchestra does it than when the last orchestra did it. So much better. You're a square, Jack, and I just don't like you. I thought he was going to say, have you heard that new Elvis record?
I know, right?
Yeah, this is like in the 1950s. This is the 60s. This is not like, you know, 1922.
Well, no. No. I guess I never really learned to appreciate classical music. Uh-huh. Are Jack and I interested in the same thing? I wonder.
He seems like more of an asshole than I am.
He definitely seems like he likes different music.
Yeah, he seems like the kind of guy that would date men. I don't know. I just have a feeling.
Another question Mom asked. Do we feel at ease with each other?
You know, there's no telling what we'll get, but I'm willing to take a chance if you are.
Oh, that's the fun of it, Bob. What about some of this watercress salad?
That's a fine idea.
Bob and Jean certainly are at ease with each other. But what about us?
Well, I've made up my mind. I'm going to have the leg of lamb.
Oh, well, I thought it would be fun to try a Chinese dish.
That's all right if you like that stuff. Me, I'll stick to the lamb.
Well, oh, come on, Nora. Take a chance with us on the lobster Cantonese.
Oh, I'd like that. No.
Take a chance with us on these live cats. Oh, that's just fine, but I think I'll have a cheeseburger.
The leg of lamb.
Because there's nothing better at a Chinese restaurant than the cheeseburger.
Oh, I don't always feel at ease with Jack. He's so unpredictable. I guess I am, too. We don't really know each other. And Mom talks about being proud of each other.
Well, I'm not proud of Jack. He's an asshole. He's a real shithead, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. I want to hide him away. I hope no one sees us. Sometimes I call him David in front of other people so they won't know it's Jack.
I wonder if I could ever be as proud of Jack as Jean is of Bob. Not right here and now, maybe, but he does have his point. When he gets out on that ball diamond, anybody would be proud of him. But I wonder if we'd ever agree on basic things.
Jack, you know who I saw today? I saw Bill Johnson and his wife. You know, they've got a fine pair of little kids. They dress them up like cowboys.
Oh, kids are such fun. Don't you think so, Nora?
Well, I... Oh, here's the waiter with our soup. Children. Oh, we've never talked about things like that. Or religion, or marriage, or money. Bob and Jean really understand each other. They do have a mature love.
What have you guys been talking about for 2 months? I mean, just asking a question. We've never talked about anything.
I don't know anything.
You don't
about
know
each
what music
other.
He likes. You're not sure what he likes to eat.
No
you don't
religion,
even know,
yeah. politics.
No religion,
nothing.
Politics, sex. Yeah.
No.
I would venture to say that this is not the.
It's not a mature love.
Not a mature love.
It's not a mature love.
Nora.
About our talk at the dance this thing. In the garden, you know. Well, I guess after seeing Bob and Jean, I think that love, a real mature love, is more than I'd imagine.
I guess so. On Bob and Jean, it looks all right, but...
We're not ready for that kind of attachment, are we? But...
I'm letting you down slowly here, but I think your brother's really hot. Yeah. Do you think him and Jean are going to be together much longer? You don't mind if I take a run at it, do you? Well, I guess not, now that you put it that way. I love how everyone's so agreeable back then. No, you're right. We're not ready for that kind of level of attachment. I really just want to go and screw a bunch of other ladies.
We can still have a lot of fun, can't we?
Sure, we can.
Sure, we can.
Would you like
to come in and I'll pound you over the couch? Oh, sure, Jack. That sounds like a swell time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about going roller skating next Friday night?
Oh, Jack, that's a wonderful idea. That's the kind of fun I like. What time?
About 8:15.
Oh, swell. I'll see you then. Thanks for this evening. Good night.
Good night.
Well,
I wish
another one for the books.
I wish the Couch Guy saga had ended up that well.
Right.
That's right. Everything, all's well that ends well.
Exactly. They're going roller
skating. That's right. They're going roller skating.
And they'll just continue to have just surface level conversation.
Surface level conversation. They'll be married.
The weather.
They'll get pregnant. They'll get married in a couple of years. Yeah. They'll be divorced by 83.
Right.
Yeah. She'll be your high school English teacher. Having sex with all the boys in the back room. You know how it goes. That's how it all ends up. Wow.
Woo.
I had fun with that
mature
one. That one was
love.
A good one. Yeah. How do I know it's love? Well, just remember, you're looking for that mature love. Do you agree on things? Have you ever talked to each other before?
Right.
Do you know
like concerto
anything?
Number five?
Do you like that Frenchman who's playing the piano? Oh, so much fun here at the TCB studios. So much fun. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go read more about Chrissy and I. You can get your
sticker
number one is out there right now, and we have a few left. We gave a lot away at Memfo. We're sending out a batch this week, and there are still a few more left before we start number two. So go to tcbpodcast.com to claim your sticker. 661 best to yo. That's 661, the word best, the number two, yo. Please text us or leave us a message if you have any content ideas, you want to talk to us, ask us a question, or just generally get in touch with us. That's the way you do it. Or on the website, Instagram, YouTube, like and subscribe, leave a review. You can do all that stuff and get your sticker. We love you. That's the bottom line.
We do love you.
We have a mature kind of love for you. We do know what you like. We do know what you're into. We do have similar interests. If you've made it this far in the episode, we're in love.
Right.
No doubt about
it.
That's definitely a mature kind of love. Okay. What else? What else can we do today?
I think that's it, too.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Okay, you got to practice. I got to get back into it after a couple of days. All right. Best to you out there in the podcast audience.
Best to you.
And until next time.
Best to you. Best to you.
Best to you.
Bye.
Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.